Macmillan Audio presents The Imposter by Paul Dworin. Narrated for you by Henry Leyva. 12-gauge Gaynor had been rowing his skiff from the town landing out to his lobster boat, the Dragon Lady, when he spotted a metallic glimmer coming through the blue-green water. Gaynor had been fishing out of Roque Harbor for 50 years, and this wasn't the first vehicle he'd seen take a bath. On most but not all occasions, the driver had managed to escape from the drowning machine and swim to shore. Gaynor told the dispatcher he had a spooky feeling there was at least one dead person at the bottom of the harbor. I'd heard the report come over the radio and had decided to drive down in my patrol truck to watch the recovery efforts. Most of the town seemed to be present. Anticipation hung in the air as unmistakably as the smell of the sea. Everyone was waiting to see whose body the divers would find. In a community as tightly woven as Roque Harbor, the deceased was sure to be related to someone or other.
"Bet it's Merrill's boy," Gaynor said to the lobsterman beside him. "Luke or John? They're both wild as tomcats. Hell, it might be both of them."
Cigarette smoke wafted from the crowd behind me. Gulls, drawn by the prospect of thrown food, chattered overhead. It was a beautiful midsummer morning. I stood on the dock beside Gaynor, who was glorifying in his central role in the day's drama. His first name was Thomas, but everyone called him 12-gauge for reasons no one had yet explained to me. I was the new game warden in Down East Maine, and the locals who tended to...